Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Bloomberg is reporting that Marathon Petroleum Corporation is in advanced discussions with several parties on the possible sale of its Kenai refinery as the company is looking to streamline its operations and change its focus on renewables. A short statement released to KSRM from Marathon Petroleum reads, Marathon Petroleum Corporation continues to progress its portfolio optimization by pursuing strategic alternatives for the Kenai refinery, including a potential sale. Additionally, Marathon Petroleum announced it is pursuing strategic alternatives for its Alaskan logistics and storage operations, which could include a sale. The Motley Fool published Marathon Petroleum's Q3 earnings call transcript in which CEO Mike Hennigan said that advanced discussions are the main reason why the company decided to tell the market. He was quoted as saying, with respect to Kenai, normally I'm not a big fan of announcing stuff until things are done or not as a general rule. But in this particular case, we have done an analysis, and the reason we disclose it now is we're in pretty advanced discussions with several parties. The Kenai Marathon Refinery has a crude oil capacity of 68,000 barrels of oil per calendar day processing, mostly Alaska crude domestic, along with limited international crude to manufacture gasoline, distillates, heavy fuel oil, asphalt, and propane. In 2018, Marathon acquired all outstanding shares of Andeavor, which included the Kenai refinery. At that time, it was processing up to 72,000 barrels per day and employed 220 full-time employees on staff. Andeavor changed their name from Tesoro Corporation in 2017 after acquiring Western Refining, Inc. Full details, RadioKenai.com. The Kenai City Council passed a resolution opposing the Doyon Coalition redistricting map. The Alaska Redistricting Board adopted 6 plans for inclusion in the public hearing tour, and all maps, with the exception of one, keep the city of Kenai whole in one district. The Doyon Coalition proposed plan, adopted by the redistricting board for inclusion in the tour, separates a portion of the city of Kenai and puts it in a different district from the rest of the city. According to the city, if the proposed Doyon plan were to be adopted by the Alaska Redistricting Board as presented, it's likely that the portion for the city of Kenai located in a different district from the rest of the city will be included in an election precinct, with the majority of the precinct being outside of city limits, not only creating a fourth election precinct for the city of Kenai, but also causing a split precinct for local elections. Vice Mayor Bob Malloy at the October 20th meeting.
I did testify to the Alaska Redistricting Board in opposition to the Doyon proposal as an individual member of council. I made it clear that it was not the position of the council. I notified them that this resolution was being brought by Councilmember Nackstedt and Petty and would be for public hearing tonight, and they asked they basically indicated that it would be good to get a copy of it from the clerk before their public comment period closed, and when I indicated that we were hearing it tonight, they said, well, that's sufficient time.
The resolution states that by adding a fourth precinct, the city will realize increased costs for its elections. They also say it's possible that a city resident in that portion separated into a different district could have to travel outside of the city to cast their city election ballot, which could contribute to voter confusion. Full details, RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.